It's time for Benedict and Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports Boosters.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Your unaffiliated entities.
Hey, welcome back again to the Collins Center here on the campus of Baker University in Baldwin City, Kansas, where I see Coach Moody out there with a big old broom. Let's see if the Benedict and Ravens can sweep Baker here this evening. Lady Ravens with a thrilling victory in the first game of the night. Second game about ready to get underway. We're having a little presentation of a game ball to someone out of the court right now from the crowd. So they're having a little recognition happening here on the court. And I don't know, it's a 1,000-point career scoring moment. So that's always a nice thing. That all said, we're looking up and down the conference here. We're going to Benedictine and Baker getting set to go here tonight. Men's basketball. Benedictine coming into the ballgame this evening at 11-5 and 5-2 in the conference. Baker having a little struggle. They are 6-8 and 2-4. In conference play. That said, PA guy looks like he's ready to go. Let's share the starters for the ball game tonight. What do you say? First of all, for Baker. Under a long time, now 10th season, hard to believe, 10th season, head coach Sean Dooley. A couple of first-year assistant coaches. Baker is going to be starting Michael Brooks. Michael's a 6'3" senior, and he is out of Topeka, Kansas. It will be Kobe Buffalo Meat. Kobe is a big man. Kobe is 6'7". They got him at 255, and he is every bit of that. Hometown product of right up the road here from Lawrence, Kansas. It'll be Justin Bass. Justin is a 6'1" junior. From Memphis, Tennessee, a transfer in from Southwest Tennessee. You've got Akeen Woods, another big guy, 6'4", 200 pounds from Southwestern Community College. He hails from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Rounding it out for Baker will be Jalen Patterson out of New Orleans, Louisiana. He is a 5'10" junior. For the Ravens and head coach Ryan Moody, looking around here for my program, and I really don't think we have to have it. I think we pretty much know these guys out there on the floor. Benedict, and they are going to be starting Nysir Scott. Nysir, senior out of Topeka. You're going to have Jaden Bristol, the senior from St. Joe. You're going to have Saxton Thuston, the senior from St. Joe. You're going to have Matt Austin, the senior from St. Joe. And rounding it out of Liberty, Missouri, is going to be Benedict and Tyson Cathy. Ravens in the traveling black with red and white for Baker. The guys' team, unlike the ladies, the guys' team wears home white with navy and orange lettering into trim. Benedict is out on the court. They're ready to go. For some reason, Baker's way out in the middle of the floor, huddling around the coach, and they're taking their kind of dear sweet time. They're in obviously no hurry about getting this ball game underway. And here we go. Tyson Cathy Kobe Buffalo Meat coming into the center circle to jump this thing off. We're about ready to get her underway tonight. Ball goes up, the tip is away, and we're underway. Baker's going to pick up the ball and bring her into the forecourt. Out on top with it is Justin Batt. Quickly to the left side. Patterson thinking about the three. Takes the three. Hits the three. Boom. Quick as that. You got Baker jumping out on front. 3-0. On a three-point shot by Justin Bass. 1-3-5. 12-24 are the starters for Baker. Their numbers. Here's Benedictine. The shot is going to be on its way, and it won't quite go in for Jaden Bristow. Back the other way with it will come Baker. Wildcats with the early lead, 3-0. 19-10 to go in the opening half of this guy's game. Wildcats kick it in the middle. Kobe has it, pivots with the left foot. We're going to get Tyson. Now drops the shoulder, backs in. Can't get the shot away. Great defense by Tyson. Shot clock at 9. The lob comes out on top to Patterson. Patterson doubled up. Cross-court pass is thrown into the bleachers, and Benedictine will have it back. 18:50 to go in the first half. Thuston putting it in play. Bristol bringing it up the floor. Jaden rather nonchalantly with the chest-high dribble comes into the forecourt. Here's Matt Austin with the basketball back on the right side to Bristol. Will drive his way to the left side. Kicks it over to Nysear. I look at this Raven team and I see really four guards out there driving in. Nysear's runner won't happen. Rebound and going to be rebounded away by Kobe. Here comes Baker up the floor. Wildcats with the basketball, leading it by 3 at 18-18 to go in the opening half. Back over to the right side with it, deep in the corner. It's going to be Michael Brooks. Brooks will drive into the lane, goes in, shot caught from behind Matt Austin. Matt picks up the loose basketball. Benedictine up the floor. It is a 3-on-3. Dish right, nice here, up and in. And now we have a flop call against Baker. So I believe we're counting the bucket. And we are having the first flop warning on Jalen Patterson. So count the bucket for Matt. Patterson is having a flop warning here at 18:03 to go in the first quarter. Or first half, excuse me. Guys game, first half. Baker back up floor with it. Bats will take it, dump it over to the right side. A little over 2 minutes in now. Driving in is going to be Woods. Cut off there by Bristol. Comes back off on top. Bats. Ravens in that player defense to pull up from 16. No shot there. Brings it back to the point. Here's a three. Shot and missed. Thuston clearing the board down and Benedictine back up the floor with it. Ravens with the basketball. Trailing it by 1. 17.5 to play in the opening half. Ravens going from left to right across your down here in the first half. Beautiful backdoor pass and Bristol hits Tyson Caffey and as Tyson goes up. The ball's going to be stripped out of his hands, and BC will turn it back over. Tyson going up, and I don't think he realized or saw that defender close to him, and he was going up kind of softly, going to lay it up and in. Did not take it up strongly enough. The defender came to the better of it, and Ravens denied the score. 17-17 to go in the half. Baker with the basketball, leading it by 1. Buffalo Meat takes a pass underneath, lays it up and in. Kobe with his first points of the evening, and he will not be his last. He is a good one. 5-2, Baker. 3 minutes in. Here's Nysear. Down low goes to Tyson. Doubled up at the corner. Brings it back to Matt. Matt cuts into the lane. Swings it over to Nysear. In the middle now, Bristol, in, up, off the glass, gets the Jade in Bristol for his first two this evening. And it's 5-4, Baker. And the crowd's not real big, I would say, give or take 53, 56 people. Here's a three from the left side, way too strong. Houston's second rebound of the game, and here comes BC. And I'm talking about Baker fans, Benedictine fans on the near side. I'm going to say 3, 4, 9. 15, close to 20. Here's a long three. Matt Austin doesn't go down. Baker with the board. Bats comes up with the rebound. And into the forecourt with it. He's going to come. We're 4 minutes into the game, and it's a 5-4 Baker lead. On the left side, Patterson. Patterson goes in. He's 2-3-4, steps in. No travel call to get the layup. Patterson makes it 7-4. Wildcats out in front. Bristol walks it up. Picker stays with the player. Oh, a nice move underneath. The shot up and knocked away from Tyson Cassie, but this time we're going to get a foul called. Whistle is going to be on the Wildcats, Akeen Woods. It is his first. It is the first foul of the ball game by either team. Benedictine will come to the line, and Tyson Cathy's down there all alone. The other four Ravens are up here on the other end of the floor and either getting a drink of water or talking to Coach Moody or sometimes both. First free throw wouldn't go. Tyson with one more, and it rolls off. It's no good, and Baker back up court with it. 7-4, Wildcats, 15:40 to go in the half. Now the team has gone to the bench yet in the early going, and as Jaden Brister reaches in to bat the ball free, he's going to be whistled for his first foul. So going to be the first foul for Benedictine, and the Ravens are going to make their first substitution of the game. Checking out Tyson Cathy and into the Benedictine lineup. Out of Omaha, Nebraska, that's going to be Jaden and Timmy. Baker brings it in. Shot clock at 15. Here's a three from the left side. Too strong. Rebound boosted to Matt, and Austin will bring it up the floor. Back over comes to Saxton, to Matt. He will go to the baseline, drive all the way across. Benedictine out on top, Bristol. Underneath it goes, Thuston, head fakes, goes through two defenders, and he gets flattened. He went up strong, but Kobe was bigger and stronger. However, the foul is not going to be on Kobe. He was one of the two defenders there. It'll be Akeen Woods, and Woods has both of Baker's fouls so far in this game. So that would tell me that Akeen Woods is set to check out of the game. The first free throw for the lefty is up and good, and Saxton Houston is on the board. Coming to the lineup now for Baker, it's going to be Mason Dukes out of Frisco, Texas. He's a 6'3" junior guard. 15:14 to go in the opening half. Ravens down by two. Saxton, one more free throw, flips and scores. Houston will get them both, and it is now 7-6 Baker. Here come the Wildcats, and here comes Justin Batt. Justin will walk it up, just kind of slapping the ball with both hands, and he comes across midcourt, comes it over to the left side. Taylor Patterson takes it to the baseline, puts up the runner, misses, but Kobe's right there, and there's nobody big enough on the floor right now to get into his way. Buffalo meet with 4 points. 9-6, Baker. Here's Bristol with the ball. Kicks it over to Timmy, and it'll get away. 2-on-1 break, the feed to the right, and the uncontested layup is going to be up and good, Michael Brooks. Ravens down 5 at 11-6. 14.5 to go. First half, Baldwin City, Kansas. That's where we're at for men's college basketball tonight in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Back out into Saxton Thuston. In, off the window, and good from the left side. Thuston has 4. Saxton has always been a tremendous rebounder. He is a great team game player. But in the last couple of weeks, he is really, and certainly just the first year, maybe just before that, he has really, really, really come around offensively, and is looking to score more points. And now we're going to get a shot up by Baker that is good, and a foul on Nysir. So Nysir Scott will have his first foul. Benedictine is going to bring Jake Thompson into the game. And an opportunity here at a conventional three-point play for Patterson. Chamberlain sends it in. Chamberlain Patterson pushes a Baker lead now to 14-8. Ravens down a half a dozen as we go inside 14 minutes of play here in the first half. Pull-up shot, Bristol for two. Jaden Bristol's 4th point of the game. So Bristol and Thuston each with 4, 2 for Matt Austin. Ravens trail 14-10. 13.5 to go. Pretty quickly moving first half of play here in Baldwin. Baker works around the left side. Into the middle, Mason Dukes. Back out on top, Patterson. He'll dish the baseline left. Brooks goes across, and we're going to wave that thing off. turnover. Wildcats and Benedictine back up the floor. Team fouls are even at two apiece on these two clubs. Baker with the lead, Benedictine with the ball. It's a 14-10 game. Here's Matt Austin for three. No. And a board down to Michael Brooks. Baker taking it the other way. And now the outlet pass to Patterson. Just gets away from him. He just couldn't get a handle on it. Just kind of fought the ball a little bit. It goes out of bounds. BC's coming back. 1-12-21. That's today. Wednesday night, college basketball on CARE Radio. K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison. Benedictine with the ball, Trinigan, 14-10. Out on top of it is going to be Jaden Timmy. Kicks it over to Thuston. Saxton in the lane, skyhook. Yeah, Saxton! Continues the offense, and he leads his team in scoring with six. Benedictine within a pair. It's a 14-12 Wildcat lead. Bringing it down, working it over to the right side. It's going to be Babs. Hooked into the middle, finds nowhere there. Comes it back out on top to Dukes. Mason feeds in. Nothing. Back out on top it comes. Raymond defense playing well here. Now the lob to the baseline. It's going to be looking for Braden Wiggs. Wiggs puts his hands in there and says, somebody held on to me. Benedictine's just saying, no, it's just an errant pass. And BC back up the floor with it. Braden Wiggs has just come in for Buffalo meet. Braden is a big guy about the same size, 6'7" and 250 out of St. Charles, Missouri. 12 minutes to go with a half. Thuston, right side of the lane. Goes left, puts it on the floor. And they're going to call him for a three-second violation. So Benedict will turn it over with a three. 8 minutes gone in the game. Baker leads. Matter of fact, Baker has never trailed in the game. They're in front right now by a pair at 14-12. Up forward, very patiently with the basketball. Around the left side, Baker, it's Patterson. Looking in. Takes it down to the left corner. Brooks has it. Kicks it into Wiggs. Drops the shoulder, backing in. Drops the shoulder, backing in. Shoots and scores. A lot of latitude with that pushing maneuver inside, and Ravens are back down by four. Inside 11 and a half to go in the half in Baldwin City. Here's Matt Austin. And Lincoln has only made a couple of substitutions in the game, and then Matt gets grabbed. He's like, wait a minute, I didn't travel, I got fouled. And the official goes, nah, I just saw the traveling part. Baker's going to have it back in. Check on that Raven five on the floor right now. Bristol, Timmy, Austin, Thompson, and Houston. Wildcat up floor with the basketball. And we'll reset their five as Trent Shear comes in for the first time. A little 5 foot 10-inch junior out of Cheney, Kansas. And if you know where Cheney, Kansas is, you are a student of Sunflower State geography. A little hook shot of the middle is up and good for Wiggs. His fourth point of the game. 18-12. Baker, 10:50 to go. So it's Shear, Patterson, Dukes, Brooks, Wiggs, and very different ways of going about things. Benedictine moving the ball around, going to the outside, cutting to the middle. Baker just all about powering it in, driving it into the middle, letting the big guy score it up. Here's a pass inside for Timmy, who gets shoved in the back. And you know, Jaden Timmy, he doesn't take to that too well. He looks a little bit upset by the push, but probably at least happy that the foul is called on Brooks. It is Michael's first foul, Baker's third. Hook pass underneath. Thuston off the window. No. Gets his own tip up and in. And Saxton, he's having a game. That is his 8th point. He has 8 of Benedict's 14. It is 18-14. We're approaching the midpoint of the opening half. Here's a drive to the baseline. Blocked by Matt Austin. Foul shot knocked away. Rebound fouled up. And that one is going to go in for Patterson. Putting up that shot, I thought Jalen Patterson was going to fall to the ground backward. He released the ball and just kept leaning backward and leaning backward. I thought he was going to topple over for a moment. 20-14. Baker again for the second time of the game, leads by 6. Here's Bristol off the window, but it won't go down. 9:48 to play in the half. Wildcats coming up with it, and here's Brooks over to the left side. Comes out between the circles, a big man, Braden Wiggs. nearer the center circle than the top of the key. Pushes it over to Patterson. Left wing Dukes. Now back into the lane. Wiggs, big man, dropping a shoulder. Leans, pushes, shoves. Now the ball's going to be knocked away by Timmy. And Benedictine ends up putting Wiggs on the ground. No foul call. The Reavers are up at court. 5-on-4. The three, Austin. Rebound, Bristol on the floor. Goes up. Off the glass and good. Jaden Bristol for his 6th point. 20-16. 9:20 to play in the first half. We've had hardly any stoppages of play. Here comes Trent Shear. Baker comes down, dumps it over to the right side to Dukes. His baseline three is an error ball caught on the fly by Jaden Bristol, and Benedictine up the court, down 4. BC has not taken out any of the St. Joe connection yet. Houston, Austin, Bristol still out there. They've been there all game. Here's Austin, baseline, goes across Timmy, out on top Bristol. Bristol drives in, kicks it back, Thompson steps inside Matt. Austin through 2 defenders, gets shoved, the shot won't go in, no foul called. They're letting him play a little bit here in the guys' game. Now the ball is going to be kicked, and Baker's going to save it in out on top. Here's Shear with it. Thompson to Wiggs. Wildcats for the basketball, leading it by 4. 8 minutes to go in the half. Shot clock at 11. Trent Shear goes topside, nothing doing. Back it goes to Brooks. They kick it to the edge. The long 2 misses. Rebound, Baker. And this time as Timmy reaches in, he's going to be called for the foul. And Wildcats will be coming to the line. The whistle is on Jaden Timmy. His first foul of the game for Benedictine. It'll be team foul 3. And before any shots are taken, we're going to get a timeout. Utilizing a timeout, it is our media break at under 10. 7:51 to go in the half. Baker 20, Benedictine 16.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
It has been a fast-paced, quickly moving game here in the men's contest in Malvern City. Baker has never trailed in the game. They lead currently over Benedictine 20-16. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph in the studio. Tom Couch with you here at the gym. 7:51 to go in the first half. Scoring in the game, real quickly for Benedictine. Man, Saxton Thuston, what a half he's having already at 8 points. Jaden Bristol with half a dozen. Isaiah Scott with the Ravens, other 2. For Baker, Jake Patterson, he has gotten to double-figure scoring already. 4 of 6 shooting, and he's got 10 points. Kobe, Buffalo Meat, and Braden Wiggs, each with 4. Works with the other 2 for Baker. Here's a free throw. Up and rattles home. Michael Bricks for the Wildcats will collect his 3rd point of the evening and push Baker's lead back to 5. It's 21-16. Second free throw. He'll get them both. For the 3rd time this evening, Baker has taken a 6-point advantage with 7:50 to go here in the first half of the men's game. Benedictine and Nicer Scott coming up. We're going to reset this lineup because for Benedictine, it is very different than it was a moment ago. Here's Jaden Bristol drives in. The shot block, they're just letting him play. Little shot block, little contact, little kind of getting bumped around. None of that is culminating with any fouls being called. Here's a little hook pass to the right side. It misses Patterson, but it's going to be saved by Shear. Now they'll feed underneath, and 3-second violation on Kobe Buffalo Meat. On the court right now, 4, Baker, Trent Shear, Jalen Patterson, Mason Dukes, Kobe Buffalo Meat, and Tyson Wilkins. for Benedict. And nice here, Scott, Jaden Bristow, Jake Thompson, Eric Cruz out there. Tyson Cathy, haven't seen Eric in a while. And Cruz will line up a three that won't go down. 7 minutes to go in the opening half. Baker with the basketball, up a half a dozen. Up floor with it is Shear. Kobe will take it, top of the key, looks inside, nothing there, bumps it over to the right edge. Patterson launching three, nope. Rebound, Raven, Jake Thompson pulls down his first board of the game. And Bristow back up the floor. I do not believe Jaden Bristow's been out yet today. And he will drive all the way to the rack and put it up and in. Jaden Bristow. 22-18, Baker. 6.5 to go in the half. Shears on top, and Benedict is going to chase Jake Thompson up there to defend him. Raven staying in the player D. Patterson, no room in the middle. Nice job, nice here. Back out on top, and come to Shear. And traveling! Benedict will have it back in play. Matt Austin returns to the floor, and Jake Thompson will exit. So for the Ravens, you've got four of the original five out there. Nysir Scott, Jaden Bristow, Matt Austin, Tyson Caffey, and rounding it out, Eric Cruz. 6 minutes to go in the half. The feed underneath Tyson Caffey. Head fakes, reverses the layup inside Kobe. Kobe Bumalome may have hurt himself. He started to go up for the block, kind of stretched out, and going around him, Tyson Caffey, and I think Kobe may have extended himself and maybe pulled a muscle or something. Now he's gone off the field to play. They need to let him leave the floor. They got to play the game, or they're going to play with, they need to play with four, or they need to bring in a sub, and they got to do something. They're just standing there looking at him. Now here we go. They're going to bring somebody into the game, and Trench here comes up with it for Baker. 22-20. Over to the right side, Baker with the basketball, top side Shear. Swing it over to the left to Ray Swopes, who's in the game. You know Ray Swopes, the 6'1 junior from Topeka. He's a Washburn Rural kid. And the shot in the middle is going to go up, and it won't go in for Wiggs. BZ up the floor with a chance to tie or take a lead. Ravens have not had a lead in the game. We're a little over 5 minutes left in the half. Kobe's still laying on the floor down there, and there's a trainer now coming up and talking to him. The feed underneath Tyson. Caffey backs in on Wiggs, and big collision. The ball gets knocked away, and we're going to get a foul called on Wiggs. And if you're a ball player, I absolutely understand and don't have an argument with what's happening here. The players are just seeing how much the officials are going to let happen before they finally call a foul, blow a whistle of some sort. First foul of the ball game, by the way, again for Wiggs. Baker team foul 4. Ravens have the basketball, trying to get by a pair. Inside 5 minutes to go in the half now. Vince College James, 17-foot shot. Matt Austin for two, and we're tied. 4 points, Matt Austin, and we're even at 22. Off the floor, into the forecourt, Baker. Coach Dooley's on his feet. He wants a timeout, and we're going to get it. Time out of the floor, 4:37 to go in the half. In Baldwin City, it's Benedict and 22, Baker 22.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects, or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're at a half minute, it's actually 4:37 to be exact, to play in the opening half. It's a 22-22 ball game. Benedictine and Baker. Coming out of the timeout, it is Wildcat basketball. And way up top side with it is going to be Batts. Justin Batts the second. Now dump it over to the right side to Ray Swopes. Here's a shot from the top. Big man for three. Rebounding it down, Matt Austin. BC up the floor. Bristol, right side. E. Cruz won't get it to fall. And the rebound saved by Tyson Cassie. Here's Austin. Three. No. And a rebound again to the Wildcats. 4 minutes to go in the half. Still deadlocked at 22. Braden Wiggs playing the high post, and I mean high post, very near center circle. Now the feed underneath to the backdoor layup. The Sun Ray Swope's first point of the game, and Baker stretches back again to a lead. 24-22. 3:40 to go in the first half. Skip pass over to the left side. Tyson Caffey looking in. No room. Comes out on top. And pulling up with a shot. Bristol for three. Rebound Mason Dukes and Baker. Wildcats have the ball, have the lead. And up they got to come. They'll dump it over to Dukes. Frisco, Texas. Wakeland High School, if you're familiar with the Frisco area. Here's the feed underneath. The big guy's shot won't go, and we will have a foul called. It'll be the first foul of the game by Tyson Cathy. Team fouls are even, four apiece, with only 3:11 to go in the half. Baker will come to the free throw line, and stepping up there is going to be Braden Wiggs. Wiggs has 4 points in the game tonight. Takes his time. Free throw here is up. Off the back, and won't go in. One more free throw coming up for Braden Wiggs. He's a 60% shooter on the season, and that one rolls, and it goes in. So he will hit one of two, have 5 points, and it's 25-22. Baker in front with 3:11 to go. Ladies' game was really, really, really low scoring. Well, this game's kind of low scoring. I mean, with 3 minutes or so to go at 25-22. Round to the left side, BC comes out on top. Tyson works to the right side of the lane. Matt Austin goes to the free throw line, accelerates down the left side. We're going to get the defensive race. Wokes backs in, twists, turns, underhand, finger roll is up, spins out, no good. Rebound, stolen back by Nicer. He just laid back. Now Nicer for three, just short. And another Baker rebound. 2:40 to go in the half. Wildcats bring it up. Got that 3-point lead. They work around to the right side, holding it up high, nothing doing. Back down to the left side, Bats looking into the eyes of Nicer. Comes out between the circles through Swopes. Swopes gets it to Wilkins. Shot clock at 5, shot clock at 4. Here's a 3-pointer. Knocks it down. Mason Dukes, where did that come from? His first points of the game. 28-22, and now for the fourth time, it is a 6-point Baker lead. And we've got 2 minutes left in the half. Matt Austin goes out on top. Nice here. Backing in is Tyson Cathy. Backing in on Wiggs. Drops his shoulder. Goes up. Draws a foul. Wiggs picking up his second foul of the game. Wiggs' value to this team is big, always. But with the question about Kobe Buffalo Meat and how he is, and if he was hurt, and if so, how badly was he hurt earlier, all that remains to be seen. Now, you're going to find Kobe getting up and coming to the scorer's table. So they will take Wiggs out, and Kobe will come back in for Baker. Jalen Patterson is also back into the game. Free throw, Tyson, good. So Tyson Caffey hits the second, but not the first. He is one of four at the free throw line. It is 28-23. Minute 40 to go in the first half. Baker with the basketball, leading it here by 5. Top side with it is going to be Jalen Patterson. Over to the left block. Kobe doesn't do it. Here's a 3 from the top. In and out. No. Rebound Bristol. BC coming the other way. Jaden Bristol down the left side in front of the visitor stands. Backed away on the wing. Not out on top like it normally is. Skips it down to the baseline to Tyson. Cathy has a couple of guards defending him. Looks like Lees down there, and now the ball is going to be knocked away from Bristol. The alley-oop on the other end is blown. Trying to get cute, and it just doesn't work. That's never a great idea. Ravens coming back up the floor with it. The feet underneath. Tyson Cassie goes for the dunk, and a defender comes over his back and rejects it. Then commits the foul. Xavier Baker, that's not a terrible trade. You know, Ray Swopes is going to have a foul, but they eliminated the easy two and the emotional boost of the throwdown dunk. And Tyson Cassie, back of the line, where he's not been real successful tonight. That one rolls around and in. So Tyson, with that free throw, is 2 of 5 at the line. In the last minute now of the opening half, 56 seconds to go. One more shot for Tyson Cassie. That one not close. Rebounding it is Baker. So Tyson is 2 of 6 at the free throw line. 48, 47 seconds, rolling along toward halftime. Baker over to the left side. Patterson down to the left edge. Wilkins has the ball. We see sticking with the player. Defense. Charming all the way to the left block. They'll kick it back on top. Shot clock at 8. Down to the baseline. The shot blocked for behind, and they're going to call a foul. Are they going to call a Matt? Oh, my goodness. They're calling Matt Austin. I thought if they were going to call one, it might be nice here, but Matt Austin will have collected his first foul of the game. Wildcats coming to the line. Two free throws. The first one, no. Ray Swopes. Out of the game for Baker will come Tyson Wilkins, and Michael Brooks will return. Brooks is a starter on this team. Half a minute to go. This one, no good. So Swopes fails both times. Shot clock, game clock, about 6-7 tenths of a second between them. And the Ravens are going to wind this thing down. They will be satisfied with going into the locker room with a deficit. They'd like to cut it, though, in half. 10 seconds, 9. Here's Nicer. In, up, off the glass, no. Rebound, Tyson follows it home. Strong move, Tyson Cassie. And that is halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. We're in Baldwin City, where it's Baker 28, Benedictine 26.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Here at Baldwin City, halftime of the guys' game. It's a close one, 28-26, Baker in front. They've led by as many as 6 points on 4 different occasions. Each time Benedictine battling back to either tie it or draw very close, but at no point, I'm reviewing my numbers here, no, I'm certain, at no point in this game has Benedictine been in front yet. A recap of the scoring for you, first of all, for Baker, it's Jalen Patterson, double-figure scoring. He's got 10. Wiggs has 5 for apiece. Buffalo Meat and Brooks, 3 for Duke. Swopes has 2. For Benedictine, it is 8 apiece for Jaden Bristol and Saxton Seuss. Half a dozen for Tyson Cassie. Nicer Scott with 2. Matt Austin with 2 first-half points on 1-of-7 shooting. Matt Austin, you know, it's just a matter of time before all of that evens up. Ravens hitting 41% from the floor on 11 of 27. Baker hit 47% from the floor at 11 of 23. Three-point shots. Baker is 2 of 9. That's not very good. 22%. Going to guess what the Benedictine percentage is? You don't have to, I'll tell you. Ravens are 0 for 8 from the outside. And the BC hitting half of its free throws, 4 of 8. Baker hits 4 of 7. So it's that perimeter shot that's the difference and then some. We have a great second half in store. I'm looking forward to bringing it to you. We'll be back to bring you the second half live here on Care. But right now, with your halftime score in Baldwin, Baker 28, Benedictine 26. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. He can't wait to share this halftime with you.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you as we've got Benedictine on the road at Baker. I do appreciate you guys joining us. Coming up on the Care Sports schedule, we've got Sports Look coming to you from the Care Sports Studios, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday evenings. Coming up this Friday, we've got high school basketball. We've got a little bit of a change. We've got ACCHS at Pleasant Ridge on the schedule right now. Stay tuned to make sure that we will continue to have ACCHS at Pleasant Ridge, as it is a very fluid basketball season. On the schedule right now, we're starting the girls game right around 6 p.m. Friday evening, ACCHS at Pleasant Ridge. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. Saturday brings us to Benedictine College basketball again, as they are on the road at Grandview. 2 p.m. is the scheduled time for the women's game. The men will take to the court right around 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits. Something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Taking a look at women's scores in the Heart of America Athletics League, we've got, or conference, I'm sorry, we've got Missouri Valley beating Evangel with a final score of Missouri Valley 80, Evangel 60. Central Methodist top Mid-America Nazarene with a final score of Central Methodist 77, Mid-America Nazarene 66. William Clark beat I'm sorry, Clark beat William Penn with a final score of Clark 85, William Penn 47. It was Mount Mercy over Graceland, 89-69. And Culver Stockton beat Peru State, 67-54. We did have a forfeit earlier with Grandview forfeiting to Park. And in the earlier game that we had right here at Hot Country 93.7, we had the Benedictine Lady Ravens with a final score of BC 46, Baker 42. Taking a look at men's scores in games in action right now. It is 51-51 in the Missouri Valley Evangel game. In the William Penn Clark game, it is 53-47 with 17 minutes and 20 seconds left in the second. In the Central Methodist Mid-America Nazarene game, it's now 35-32 with 1 minute and 47 seconds before halftime. Culver Stockton is trailing Peru State with a final score of Peru State 36, Culver Stockton 35. And in the game that you're listening to right now, right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got Baker by 2 points, 28-26. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Skyway Vapes, your local stop for all things vaping. Carrying a large selection of e-juice flavors, Skyway Vapes is continually updating their stock. Check out their new line of Gorilla Fruits and Gorilla Custards e-juice and their ever-expanding line of Delta products. Stop by and see them. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in Atchison. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes in Atchison with your Vapes and Deltas.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 30 tonight under partly cloudy skies, west winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, 53, 28 tomorrow night, overcast skies. Highs around 42 Friday with a chance for scattered showers. Chance for snow 31 on Saturday. 2 to 4 inches of snow Friday night through Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's 43.3 degrees in North Atchison. The wind is out of the west-southwest at 4 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 56%. The barometric pressure is steady at 30.03 inches of mercury. The dew point, 29 degrees Fahrenheit, giving us a feels-like temperature of 37 degrees out there. Taking a look around the area, and Holton is checking in at 43 degrees. Valley Falls is sitting at 39. Leavenworth, Kansas, checking in at 45. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in about a minute and a half.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
We
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness. 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couch live at the arena for the second half action.
And once again, we welcome you to Baldwin City, Kansas. Both teams have returned from their respective locker rooms out of the court, getting ready to go with the second half, which is just a couple of minutes away. Benedictine and Baker with the Wildcats in front, 28-26. Many thanks to Joseph, our producer and engineer, back at the Care Radio Sports Studio. I told you guys he had a great halftime. I knew that was true. He always does. Joseph, thank you very, very much. Tom Couch with you here for Benedictine. It's been a matter of just kind of hanging around, just kind of lurking close. Baker gets up by six, BC battles back. Baker gets up by six, battles back. Baker got up by six four times in the first half. That was their largest lead. Could not get more than that. Ravens were able to battle back, and they even were able to tie the game a couple of times, but Benedictine has yet to take a lead this evening. So we'll see how long it takes for them to break out of that in the second half and put together that first scoring lead. Baker huddled up around 10-year head coach Sean Dooley. Benedictine around 11th season head coach Ryan Moody. Baker in the home whites, Benedict in the traveling black uniforms. And the crowd, again, not very big tonight, but student section across the way from here is loud, making some racket, having a good time. Raven fans on hand, they travel well, traditionally do, and certainly that is the case again here tonight. For the Benedict and Ravens, it will be the original starting five out there with Nysir Scott and Jaden Bristol, Matt Austin, Saxton Thuston, and Tyson Cathy. For Baker, looking as they come out of the floor, it's going to be their original five as well with Jalen Patterson and Akeen Woods, Justin Batts, Kobe Buffalo Meat, and Michael Brooks. Alternate possession will award the basketball to Benedict, and the Ravens have it. Bring it in playing. We're back underway. Here's BC with it at 9-0. We'll take it down the right side of the lane. Change hands goes in. Up off the backboard and cut. 9-0. Scott ties the game with the Ravens' first possession of the second half. And for 9-0, his first point tonight. 28-28. Benedictine and Baker. 19 and a half to go. Here's a shot. Blocked by Thuston. Oh, Saxton went upstairs to reject the shot. Jaden Bristol bringing it up the court. Benedictine with a chance at their first lead in the evening. Come with it. It's going to be Austin. Over to Bristol. Kicks it off down low. Moving in is Tyson. Cathy brings it off on top. Bristol looks inside. Gets it to Thuston. He gets pushed and shoved. Battles back. Shoots and scores. And the Ravens are in front. Double-digit scoring for Saxton Thuston, and it's 30-28. Benedictine up a pair at 18:50 to go. Baker back down with it. It's Akeen Woods. Yeah, he hasn't scored yet tonight. Woods, a good athlete, good score, but hasn't scored tonight. Here's falling away. Kobe for two and ties it back up. Buffalo Meat has his sixth point of the game, and we're deadlocked at 30. 18 and a half to go. Here's Bristol down with it. Got Baker in that player defense. Bristol dishes it over. Tyson goes up, gets bumped, doesn't follow and finish, and it will be Kobe with the foul, his first tonight. And Benedictine coming to the free throw line. Tyson Cathy. Tyson has had some struggles. He is 2 of 6 at the free throw line this evening and has a half a dozen points. Couple of free throws here. That one rattles home. 7 points. Tyson Cathy and Benedictine back in front by one. 30-31. Ravens out front. Second free throw. Perfect. He'll get them both. 32-30 BC. And Baker brings it back the other way. Patterson, Swopes, Bats, Buffalo Meat, and Brooks. Those are the Wildcat Five. Kathy Thuston, Austin Scott. Turnaround shot. Nope. Followed up. Nope. Rebound tipped out. Thuston has it. Battles for it. The ball's loose on the floor. It's going to be safe by Akeem Woods. The feet down to the baseline. Loose on the floor. Dish it on top. Kobe at the buzzer, air ball, Ravens are going to get it, and they're going to make him put it back in play because that thing did not draw iron. So here comes Benedictine, Thuston, Bristol, Austin, Kathy, and Scott. That's your Raven 5. 17 and a half to go in the game. BC with the basketball leading it by a pair. Nicier cuts into the lane, drives right side, finger rolls and scores. Nicier, Scott, 4 points all of it here in the second half. Now 34-30, Benedictine and 17 and a half to go. Baker will bring it down, goes top of the key. Bats will look into the middle, wanting to kick it into Kobe. Buffalo Meat battling down there with Tyson Cathy. Elbows pushing and shoving. And as the ball goes into the middle, it's picked up off the floor. BC is going to take it away. Jaden Bristol starts to the right side, kicks it out on top of the mat. He's due to light up the back, the scoreboard a little bit here in the second half. Here's a driving shot. Bristol, no. Kobe coming up with a rebound, and Baker will bring it back up court with 16:50 to go. Down the right side with it is going to be pass, working in front of Tyson. Now the Ravens are going to double up. The hook pass intended for Kobe is going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds by Thuston, and it'll come back in and get to Baker at their offensive end. 19 on the shot clock, 16:40 to play in the game. Fisher's going to hand the ball over, and it'll be inbounded by Bats. He comes right side. Patterson, nice little head fake, shakes his defender, and Jalen Patterson has his 9th point of the game. 34-32, Benedictine, 16:30 to go. And Jaden Bristol will walk it up the floor. Here's Tyson, back to Matt. Nicier will take it. Pulls up from 15. Doesn't get it. Just a little wide to the right side. The rebound kicks to the left, and Basil come down with it. Akeem Woods to Justin. Left side, Jalen Patterson for three. Gets it. Whoa, what a shot, Jalen Patterson. And Baker's back in front. 35-34. 15:50 to go. So Benedictine has led by as many as four, but Baker has come right back with 5 unanswered points. And now the official having a little confab out on the floor, and I think we just had a technical, and the entire Baker team is being escorted over to the scorer's table. Not sure exactly what's happened. They're going over now and talking to the scorer. Jaden Bristol's coming to the line. He's going to be shooting the free throws. And the official's coming over now. He's talking to a fellow official. I think they're trying to establish exactly against whom that foul is called on. At 5, there's the T. So for Baker, it'll be on Bats, his first foul. And Jaden Bristol coming to the line. Bristol's free throw. Yep. 9 points for Jaden. One more shot. Bristol sends it in. So a couple of points on the technical violation. Buffalo Meat out of the ball game. 15-15. So about 4 minutes, 4.5. I mean, the big guy like him, that's probably what he's going to be good for until he has to come out and get a little bit of a little rest, a little wind. Braden Wicks comes back in. Ravens have the basketball. Bristol feeds underneath. And Tyson goes, or rather, excuse me, Saxton goes up and can't get it to fall. Rebound on the other end of the floor, and we're going to get a foul on Matt Austin. Official comes over to the scorer's table. For Matt, it'll be foul number 2. That is the Ravens' first foul of the second half. 3 fouls in the second half by Baker. Akeem Woods at the line. He's looking for his first point of the game. He started this game, and he will get it right there at the free throw line. And we're tied again at 36. Second free throw, good. .37-36 Baker, 15:28 to go. BC back up, here's Bristol, goes to the left side. Got a foot above the free throw line on the left side, kicks it over to Nice here, back on the top, it'll come to Bristol. 15:50 to go, Bristol comes left side, pulls up 14-footer Kansas. Shade and Bristol. Puts Benedictin back in front at 38-37. We're at 15 minutes to go. Ladies game closely competed. And now the Ravens are going to come up with a steal. This game has been close also. Down with it, Bristol. All the way to the hole. A shot won't go. And the rebound battle for it. Twisting and pulling it. Getting close, and Fish is going to walk over. Who's this foul? Going to be on Jaden Bristol? Apparently so. So Jaden Bristol will have his second foul of the game, and we're going to get a timeout. Let's do it. Joseph's taking a break. 14:46 to go in the ballgame. Getting a little ragged here in Baldwin. It's Benedictine 38, Baker 37.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
As we come out of the break, Benedictine will have made one adjustment in the lineup. Entering the ballgame is going to be Jaden Timmy. Timmy is going to come in and give Tyson Caffey a little breather. We got a whistle off the basketball, and it's going to be on Jaden Timmy. He's been in the game for, what, maybe 12 seconds? And he will pick up the personal foul. It'll be his second of the evening. And Baker will have it in again at their baseline. Comes into Patterson. Guarded by Bristol. Around to the right side. They're going to get into Bats. Bats will dump off the middle. And Timmy's going to come up with a steal. Brings it up the floor. Kicks it over to Saxton. Houston will hold it up. Comes to Bristol. 14:20 to go in the game. Ravens go back door. Timmy loses the handle on it. And Baker's going to steal it away. And now the ball batted around to the backcourt. Braden Wiggs has it. Nearly stolen back. Ravens will kick it over to the right side. The baseline three is up. No good. BC with the ball. 14 minutes to go. It's getting a little wild now. Two teams running up and down the court. Maybe trying to go a little bit too fast. Trying to do a little bit too much. And not so sure what the cause of all of that is. Here's a shot by Nysir. And a rebound is going to be out of bounds. And it'll come back to Benedictine. Off the fingertips of Michael Brooks. 13:40 to go in the game. Ravens in front, 38-37. They're having back-to-back low-scoring games. Lady Ravens with an exciting win in the low-scoring affair of the first one today. Here's Timmy for three. No good. Rebounding it down, Baker. Baker with the basketball, and Patterson back up with it. He's working on the right side, right in front of Coach Dooley. And as he goes around to the left side, we have a foul on Bella? Timmy again? It'll be the third foul on Jaden Timmy. And for Benedictson, it is going to be, what, team foul four now for the second half. Timmy has to come out of the game with that third foul, but checking in for the first time in the second half, we'll see Eric Cruz. And on the inbound, we have another foul. This one is going to be on Baker. As the official says, Bats throws a little bit of an elbow. That is his second foul. The technical a moment ago, and now this one, Bats comes off the floor, rolling his head, rolling his eyes, looking at the ceiling. I don't know if there's some interesting artwork on the structural supports of the roof, but he is not a happy young man right now as he throws himself down into his chair. Benedictson comes back up the floor with the ball. 13-13 to go. On the left side is going to be Cruz back out on top to Bristol. Feeds inside to Saxton. He'll turn, fade, shoot wide to the right side, missing the shot. Back up with it will come Baker. Wildcats into the forecourt still. Trailing only by one as we're inside 13 minutes to play. They'll dish to the left side, 17-footer. No. Rebound. Slapped out on top and recovered. Pulled down by Patterson. His three. No. Rebound. And we've got somebody over the back. This one is going to be on Nysir Scott. Couple of fouls now for Nysir, and apparently as he came down, I'm just looking out on the floor at Michael Brooks, and I'm kind of putting one-to-one together. Brooks keeps throwing his head and looking at his hand. I'm thinking Nysir came down on top of him, and he keeps checking to see if he's not bleeding, because apparently he felt like he got struck pretty hard and all of that. Baker's going to bring it in play. 12:40 left. Skip is going to go over to the left side. Wiggs still in at the five. They haven't brought Kobe back in yet. To drive into the lane. Now, multiple steps. The shot is up. No good. Wiggs had it. Knocked away by Bristol. Here comes Benedictson. Bristol. Rocket pass up the floor. Back to the left side. The nice deer. He'll direct the little traffic. Get it out on top to Bristol. And we're at 12:22 to go. Ravens still with the ball. Leading it still by only one. Bristol thinking about the three. Goes over to the right side to Matt. Austin is due. You get it out on top the nice deer. The shot clock is at nine. Coach Dooley just out of midcourt. He's bouncing. The feet in the middle of Houston, who turns around and throws it back, and there was absolutely nobody there but Coach Moody. Coach Moody still has a good hand, but he was expecting maybe one of his teammates to catch that ball. He didn't want to do that. Matt Austin comes out of the game. Matt with 4 points so far today. Into the Raven lineup now, we will find Jake Thompson. So Jake is in. He's gotten a lot of PT in the last handful of games. Skip pass over to the right side. Baker on offense. Backing into the lane. Backing into the lane. And we get a push by Cruz. The official comes over. Eric has that look of shock and surprise. But it was pretty apparent that as Wiggs was backing into him, Eric was trying to fend him off by giving him a bit of a shove in the solar plexus. 11:53 to go in the half. Baker back of the line. And a chance to retake a lead here with a couple of free throws by Wiggs. First one here rolls in. He'll earn the bonus. Benedictson has already put Baker at the free throw line with 7 fouls. Wiggs 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. Has 6 points tonight. And BC is going to take Thuston out of the game, and Tyson Cathy's back in. So a rather interesting alignment for the Ravens out there as Ahmad Lewis comes in. Lewis is out there. Jake Thompson is out there. Tyson Cathy, Eric Cruz, and Jaden Bristol. Second free throw is up and no good. And the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. It'll be Benedictson basketball. And Ahmad Lewis comes up rubbing the side of his head as he was running too hard. Cruz will put it in play. And Kobe will come back in now for Wiggs. So Kobe was in for 4.5 minutes, and he's been out for about 4.5 minutes. And BC will feed inside. The hook shot is going to go up, but Tyson Cathy gets a good roll. Tyson has 10. Ravens back in front, 40-38, with 11.5 to go. Back up top side with the basketball. Wildcats over to Trent Shear. Trent's got no room inside. They'll feed Kobe. He wants to back in on Eric Cruz, and the ball's going to be knocked away. Here comes Jake. It's one-on-one. Finger roll to Jake Thompson's first point tonight. 42-38, Benedictine, as we go inside 11 minutes to play in the game. Coach Moody all the way out near midcourt, sharing a little instruction with his team. Baker's back on offense, over to the right side. Dukes launches three, no rebound, Bristol. BC is taking it the other way. Bristol into the forward court, taking it down the left side in front of the scorer's table, goes all the way into the lane, dumps it over to the side, and as he makes the pass, the official blows the whistle, and we have a foul on Baker. The whistle is going to be the first foul of the evening by Mason Dukes. And for the Wildcats, it'll be team foul five. Ravens are already at foul seven. This ball goes all the way deep into the backcourt where Jake Thompson fields it. 10:40 to go. Jake comes up the court, gets it back to Bristol. BC on offense. Bristol with the ball, pulls up from 18 left side. No good, falling down. The shot is up and won't go in. And then, what a play by Ahmad Lewis. There was no way to recover the ball, so he reached down and slapped it. It goes out of bounds off Patterson and back to Benedictine. The shot clock back at 20. Baker is going to take Akeem Woods out of the lineup, and coming back in again is going to be the starter, Michael Brooks. Brooks has started. He only had 4 points in the first half. Akeem Woods started. He's got 1 point. It's in the second half. And with all of the changes on the floor, we're going to get a timeout taken. Let's do it. We got another timeout coming up here pretty shortly. But right now, with 10:30 to play, here in the game in Baldwin, it's Benedictine 42, Baker 38.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Benedictine has outscored Baker 16-10 here in the second half and taking a 42-38 lead. Happy to have you along with us. Joseph in the studio, Tom Councilman here, and Baldwin, and of course it's Raven basketball on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. As you look through the Benedictine and Baker statistics, there are some that are surprising, there are some are not. There's one that I find just stunning, is that three-quarters of the way through the game, the Ravens are 0-for-9 three-point shooting. Yeah, Ravens have not hit a three-point shot yet tonight. Baker's 3-of-13. They're not doing so well, hitting 23%, but BC will be bringing it in. Out on top, Cruz, here's a three. No. Rebound, Baker. Kobe comes down with the basketball. It remains a 42-38 Raven lead. We're approaching the 10-minute mark in the second half. Out on top, Patterson for three. Gets his. That is his second three here in the second half, and it is a one-point game. 42-41. We are exactly three quarters over. Or, if you're an optimist, we got a quarter to go. Here's Benedictine with the ball. Jaden Bristol goes over to the left side. Nearly threw it away, but a nice recovery down there by Ahmad Lewis. The feed to the baseline. The shot by Thompson blocked. Rebound, Baker. Jake was putting up a little baseline shot. It got rejected hard, and the Ravens are going to turn it back over. Baker a chance and a lead. 9.5 to go. Wildcats down the right side. Patterson starts in, comes on top. 9:20 to play in the game. 11 on the shot clock. Baker goes right side, and they're going to call Jaden Brewster for reaching in. Now for Jaden, that'd be three fouls, so there's still a long way to go in this. He's going to have to be very careful, and now we will get our under 10 media break. 9:16 officially to play in the game. The score, Benedictine 42, Baker 41.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Glad that you're with us here in Baldwin City, Kansas, for college basketball this evening on CARE Radio. It's been a busy, busy week. Got more of them coming up. This week continues tomorrow night. Gus and I are going to be bringing you Sports Look here on CARE Radio right after Brian Hagan and gang at the 5 o'clock news hour. So, you know, 5:20-ish Sports Look here on CARE Radio. Friday night, we're going to have high school basketball. It is going to be ACCHS Pleasant Ridge. So there's your set for that one. Saturday afternoon, back with these Ravens as they conclude the road swing. We'll be in Des Moines, Iowa, Saturday afternoon, Benedictine Grandview. Free throw coming up right here. It's up and good, and earning the second shot will be Jalen Patterson. Jalen Patterson, he has had a great game. This one, and he'll get them both. Jalen Patterson. It is a 43-42 Baker lead. Wildcats back in front. With 9 now, 0-5 to go. Skip pass over to the right side. Hook comes out on top of the nice here. Matt Austin back in the game. Here's Tyson Cathy. Backs into the lane. Backs into the lane on Kobe. Toes the skyward. Draws the foul. That's what he wanted to do. Foul is going to be on Kobe. It's only his second tonight, so he's in no jeopardy at all. And again, playing relatively limited minutes. Jaden Bristol is on the near sideline. He's catching some breath. The free throw here. No good by Tyson. Tyson Cathy is now 4 of 9 at the free throw line. And 4 of 10 at the free throw line. Still at 43-42 Wildcat lead. Baker clears down the rebound and coming up the court with it. Nice here, Scott, providing defense on Patterson. So kick it on top to Dukes. Back over to Patterson on the left side. Nice here in his hip pocket for 8.5 to go. Patterson will drive down, skip it to the baseline, and the pass was a little too flat. Trent Shear cutting to the rim, could not gather that in. Is the ball just kind of flattened out on the bounce pass? Out of bounds. It'll come back to Benedictine. Kobe, again, back out of the game. This time he was in for almost 5 minutes. 8.5 to go in the game. Ravens up the floor. They trail by one. Here's Dicier. Dicier into the lane. Penny Hop. The shot is up. No. Tyson, rather, for the Ravens. Saxton goes up with the rebound. His follow shot won't go. Baker back up court with it. 8 minutes to go. Wildcats with the basketball, they lead it by one, 43-42. Trent Shear stops above the circle, beats to the free throw line. The turnaround 15-footer is easy for Braden Wiggs. Wiggs makes it 45-42. The Ravens down 3 with 7:50 left. Benedictine has not scored a point. Gosh, it's a little over 11, so it's been 3 going on 4 minutes since Benedictine has scored, and now Baker's going to take another timeout. Taking a break with Coach Dooley. Now it's 7:40 to play in the game. Wildcats 45, Ravens 42.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Your unaffiliated entities.
Lady Ravens winning in the first game here in Baldwin earlier this evening. Now the Benedictine men hoping to be able to do the same, but they're going to have to come from behind to make it happen. They trail by three with 7:40 to go this evening, 45-42. Baker taking the timeout, and you guys got Coach Dooley down here to my right. He's sitting in the chair, and he's got one of those basketball court-looking dry erase things, and he is scratching and drawing up. He's absolutely got something very clearly in his mind that he wants his team to do. I'm not sure what it is, and I'm not sure if they're going to make it happen, but I'll tell you what, in his mind, he knows what he wants to see happen, and he's thoroughly convinced that whatever it is going to be extraordinarily successful. Here comes Baker. And Trent Shear up floor with it. Into the forecourt he comes at 7.5 to play in the game. Mason Dukes, the feed underneath, has an easy layup, and it was missed. Looking at his hands, Braden Wiggs says, that thing just slipped out of there a little bit. He missed that shot. Ravens back up the floor with it, down by three. 7:17 left. Here's Matt Austin. Matt looking for that first three. He'll turn and put up a 15-footer. The net rims out, no good. And Tyson Cathy coming after the rebound and commits the foul. So we will once again walk to the other end of the floor as Tyson has his second foul of the night. And back to the free throw line will come Baker. 7:09 to go in the game. Wildcats at the line, leading by three. Trent Shear will be there for the one and one. Benedictine is going to take Nicer out of the game and bring Jaden Bristol back in. So you've got Bristol out there, and you've got Ahmad Lewis. I haven't really said Ahmad's name a lot. He's not been really in the flow of things. The first free throw is good for Shear. He will earn a bonus shot. Saxon Thuston also on the left side of the lane. On the right side, Matt Austin and Tyson Cathy. And again, Bristol back into the game, standing right at the top of the key. We're going to get Eric Cruz in if the second free throw is good. It is not. And the rebound down to Matt Austin. Wildcats now leading at 46-42. And we're now at 7 minutes to go. Here's Bristol right side. Austin in the middle. Thuston feeds it across to Lewis. And Ahmad takes a bucket step, steps out of bounds. And Lewis with a turnover for Benedictine. So Ahmad Lewis, no shots, no points, one rebound, no assists, no fouls, and a turnover here. 6:45 to go. Back to the left side is going to be Patterson, top of the key to Shear. Shear swings it over to the right to Brooks. Baker can take a big lead here. This three-point shot is good from the right corner by Dukes, his second three today. And for Baker, a 7-point lead. It is their largest of the game. And Benedictine hasn't scored it forever until that shot. Benedictine had gone a very, very long time. But Ahmad Lewis hits that one. Getting his first point of the evening. 6 minutes to go. 49-45. Benedictine went. I'm just looking back here at 42. Benedictine went going on 5 minutes without scoring there. Here's the driving shot missing. Rebound slapped up, missing. And pulled down by Eric Cruz. BC running it up the floor. Bristol is basically one on five. Has to wait for everybody else down here. 5:40 to go. Right side, Matt Austin. Ravens with the ball down by four. Austin out on top to Ahmad. Lewis has it. Lost the hand on him for a moment. Able to go back and pick it up. Lewis is three. Perfect. Ahmad Lewis. Back-to-back threes. He has come out shooting now. And Ahmad Lewis has been evicted within a point. 49-48 with 5:15 left. Ravens roaring from behind on the long shot, a shot that has eluded them throughout the game, and the Wildcats take a timeout. Talking about the three-point shots, the Ravens had not hit any. Matter of fact, they missed their first 10. And back-to-back threes by Ahmad Lewis, and it's a one-point game. We got a timeout taken by Baker. Break at 5:07 to go in the game in Baldwin. It's Wildcats 49, Benedictine 48.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
As we come back to Baldwin City, say what, for Baker, it's been the Jalen Patterson show. He has been fantastic tonight. 7 of 11 shooting, hitting 3 of 5. He's perfect 3 of 3 at the free throw line. 20 points for Jalen Patterson. But then it drops dramatically. He's the only player with double-figure scoring for Benedictine. More balance. And Jaden Brewster with 12. Saxton Thuston with 10. Tyson Cassie with 10. Half a dozen apiece for Ahmad Lewis on those two threes he's just hit. And half a dozen also for Nysir Scott. Matt Austin, the Ravens are waiting for him to get hot. Matt, 1 of 8 shooting right now. And he is, as you all know, fabulous. Fabulous offensive player. Had 33 the other night. Here we go. Baker putting it in play. Shot clock at 11. They lead by a point. Down the right side. The dish in the middle is going to be stolen away by Thuston. Saxton doubled up in the backcourt. Gets it away to Bristol. Ravens up the floor. Skip over to the right side. Ahmad loses the handle. Picks it up. Can't control it down. And Baker's going to steal it away. So after back-to-back tremendous plays, Ahmad Lewis just couldn't quite get a grip on that ball, and back up with it will come Baker. 4:40 to go. Wildcats still lead by one. Michael Brooks over there. Here's Patterson. I thought he was taking that shot from a step and a half over the top, and now we're going to get a foul on Bristol. Jaden Bristol is really upset with that foul having been called on him. And I've got Jaden for 4 fouls now. 4 fouls for Jaden Bristol. 4:29 left. Bristol comes over talking to one of the officials. He says, hey, you know, I didn't call that. And Baker will come to the free throw line. And now one of the Wildcat players grabs up the mop sitting down at the end and rubs down the floor a little bit. I guess that's one way of making sure that it gets done. Patterson back at the free throw line. 3 of 3. Free throw shooting tonight is Jalen. That one kicks out. Bristol coming out of the ball game, and he's angry. He's not talking to anybody, pulling up a chair into the game for Benedict. It'll go nice here, Scott. Bristol, he's not out for the game. He'll be back in a little bit with those 4 fouls. One more shot coming up here for Jalen Patterson. Free throw. No, misses them both. Ravens come down with the basketball. 49-48 Baker. BC gets it across midcourt. We're taking a Raven timeout. Here we go into the stretch. 4:22 left in the game. Wildcats 49, Ravens 48.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
teams are huddled up around their respective coaching staffs as we get set to go down to the wire with this one. It is 49-48 Baker in front. And some of the pertinent statistics here. Jaden Bristol is currently on the bench after having been whistled for his fourth personal foul. Jaden Timmy has three, no other Raven with more than two. For Baker, no player with more than two personal fouls. Fouls, speaking of fouls, Ravens have committed 10, so Baker shooting two for the balance of the game. Baker's committed six, so with their next foul, Benedictine will be in the one plus. Timeouts left, two for Baker. Benedictine right there, just use their first one, so they still have four remaining. And a possession arrow goes to Baker. But right now, Ravens are going to be putting it in play, and here we go. BC with a basketball. Nice here. Matt Austin, Eric Cruz, Saxton Thuston, Ahmad Lewis. There's the Benedictine five. Ahmad, three. It's another one. Oh, my goodness, Ahmad Lewis. His third three-point shot. And the Ravens go in front, 51-49. 4 minutes to play. What incredible shooting by Ahmad Lewis. And now he bats the ball away, nearly stealing it from Patterson, but Patterson able to tip it back into the field of play, the pass. Back over to Patterson. Kicks it off down low to Wiggs. Wiggs wanting to back in on Cruz. Backs in. Bumps one. Now the pass. Out on top. Thrown away by Baker. Benedictine will have it in from the baseline corner. 3:40 to go. Nice here, Scott. Running the ball club from the one. With Bristol sidelined with four fouls. 3:33 to play. Nice here. Eases to the right side. Now accelerates to the baseline. Kicks it back out on top to Ahmad. Back it'll go to Matt. Here's Lewis with his shot clock at 13. Ahmad starts right, drives left, cuts into the lane, dumps it over to Saxon Thurston. It's up. It's in. Plus one. Saxon Thurston. And the assist to Ahmad Lewis. He is having a breakout game for the Ravens here tonight. What a job by Ahmad Lewis. And on the other half of that, Saxon Thurston, tremendous concentration to hit the shot, finish it, and not coming to the free throw line. The lefty won't go in. Rebound. Eric Cruz saves the basketball. Benedictine is going to keep it alive. It is 53-49 Ravens at 3:10 to go. By the way, that was a third foul a moment ago by Braden Wiggs. On the left side, the ball knocked away and out of the hands of Nicer Scott. We'll come back in to get to the Ravens in front of the BC bench. Coach Moody standing up in front of the bench, standing up behind him, Jaden Bristol, tapping him on the shoulder, tap, tap, tap. I think he's like saying, Coach, do not forget I am over here. 3 minutes to play. It'll be nice here, putting it in play. Three on the shot clock. It comes into Saxton. He will turn, fade, shoot, no. And that ball does not draw iron. And Benedictine is going to send it back over to the Wildcats. 2:56 to go. Ravens are staying with the five on the floor. Tyson Caffey and Ahmad Lewis, Saxton Thurston, Matt Austin, and nice here, Scott. Out of the court for Baker. Braden Wiggs and Michael Brooks. You got Mason Dukes out there, Justin Batson, Jalen Patterson. He's the long-range threat on this team. 53-49 Ravens, 2:45 to go. Patterson drives, falls, shoots, no. Rebound, Wiggs, no. Tipped out on top. Saved again, topside by Baker. That's going to be Bats with it. The feed in the middle, one-handed shot is up and in. Brooks for two, his fifth and sixth points of the game. 53-51 Benedictine. 2:25 left. Coach Moody working hard as he works over down the sideline in front of his team. Offense out on top. Here's Ahmad. Starts in. Backs away. Shot clock at 11. And at 10 and at 9. 2:10 to go. Right side Matt. Austin from 15. Gets it. Matt Austin for two. That is the first bucket of the second half for Matt Austin. And he's got 6 points tonight. 55-51, Benedictine, and we're at a minute 55 to go. This thing coming down to the wire, over to the top side with it is going to be Bats. A little seesaw dribble, kicks it over to the right side to Dukes. Dukes dribbles out between the circles, guarded by Nicer. Now back out to Patterson. Again, he's the shooting threat. Patterson right side, pulls up, 17, no. Long rebound, nice here, Scott clears it away. And with a minute 36 to go, Benedictine walking it up the floor. They lead by four. It's a 55-51 Raven lead into the fourth quarter with a coach. Moody says, come right here and take a timeout. And they do just that. We're taking a break with Benedictine. They're putting Bristol back into the lineup right here. Joseph, there's a minute 29 to go in this game. Hang on tight. Ravens 55, Baker 51.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, Scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
And the Collins Center on the campus of Baker University, Baldwin City, Kansas. We've got a minute 29 to go in this men's college basketball game. And Benedictine and Baker have battled. It's gone back and forth all day. No team has led by more than seven, and that was Baker. And that was just about 5 minutes ago. Benedictine has the ball, and now they're going to go to the four corners. Scott, Bristol, Austin, Thuston, Kathy. Those are the Raven five. Bristol all the way down to the baseline, gets bumped, ball slapped out of his hands, knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be put back in play. Jaden, he got scratched out there, but he's going to be all right. Inbound it comes to Saxon, and he couldn't haul it down. Up the floor, Patterson drives, lane shoots, gets it! Jaden Patterson! It is 55-53. We have a minute to go. Ravens walk it up. Here's Bristol. Coach Dooley turning around asking his assistant coach, who do you foul? Who do we want to foul? Who do we want to put at the free throw line? 46, 45 seconds left, 13 on the shot clock. Bristol has it up top side yet. Works his way to the left side, comes off the screen. He'll go. It's three. It's way short and out of bounds. And Baker has it back. You can hear the Wildcat students. They're loving it. We're taking a timeout. 34 seconds to go in the game. Timeout on the floor. Baker trails Benedictine, 55-53.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. Or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Benedictine comes into the ballgame tonight, averaging almost 75 points a game. They're not getting that. Baker comes in, averaging about 72 points a game. They're not getting that. What we're getting, though, is an incredible finish this evening. We've got 34 seconds left. Ravens are in front, 55-53. Baker has the basketball, down two. Here, Baker, what do? You go for a little tie? Do you go for a lead at home? Is it like baseball? You look to tie at home? Wildcats go right side. Now the feet underneath to the big guy. It's going to be slapped out of his hands by Tyson Cathy. He will come into the right of the rim, down to the baseline. 13 on the shot clock, 17 seconds left in the game. Baker has the ball, trailing by two. Skip pass comes over to the right side to Patterson. Patterson comes right, falls away, puts a shot up, nails it for two. What a shot. Jaylen Patterson, he is having a night. And we've got a timeout, Baker. Tell you what, let's just hang on to it right here, Joseph. Here's kind of set the scene, if we may. This game has gone back and forth. Benedictine never led in the first half. As a matter of fact, they got a tie and it took their first lead a couple of minutes into the second half. Baker never led them get very far away. pushed back ahead and, in fact, took the largest lead by either team with a little over 6 minutes to go. They were up by 7 to 49 to 42, but BC's comeback has been tremendous. Individual efforts along with a team effort, but Ahmad Lewis hitting three huge threes here in the second half helped propel it back to this small lead that has just now disappeared on that two-point shot by Jalen Patterson. So here's the context of the game. 11 seconds left. Benedictine will have the ball in play from deep in the backcourt. 10 team fouls have been committed by the Ravens, so Baker will be in the double bonus. Baker has committed 7 fouls, so Benedictine will be in the 1-plus-1. For the Ravens, Jaden Bristol has no room to get an additional foul. He has 4. No one for Baker has more than 2 except Braden Wiggs with 3. So Baker, no foul trouble. The Ravens go in a tie game. It's one of those kind of low-pressure deals in that if you don't score, well, the game goes to overtime. It's not like you don't score and you lose. So for the Ravens, out on the floor, Jaden Bristol and Matt Austin and Eric Cruz and Saxon Thuston and Ahmad Lewis. Those are 5 guys who can throw it in from about anywhere on the floor. Here comes Benedictine. Bristol into the forecourt. It's 7. Bristol goes left side with 4. Comes out on top. Cruz, NBA 3. No! Rebound. Baker, it's overtime. We're taking it to OT in Baldwin. We'll be back. Joseph, a little bit of a break, if you would. At the end of regulation, it's Baker 55, Benedictine 55.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
As we get set to go to overtime, Baker led by Jalen Patterson with, they've got him here at 24 points tonight. 3 out of 5 3-point shooting, 3 out of 5 for the free throw line, and 9 of 15 overall. Patterson, 24 for Benedictine. Bristol, Thuston, a dozen apiece. Kathy with 10, Lewis with 9. Here we go. Center circle, it'll be Wiggs jumping it off against Thuston. We got 5 minutes to get this thing decided. The ball is up, cleared away easily by Baker, and they will have the first possession of the overtime. Baker weaves it around to the right side. Back out on top, it'll come to Wiggs. They're running a little motion here, just around. First one side, then the other. Here's Patterson. Starts into the lane, pushes off, gets a little trouble, kicks it back over to the left side. Shot clock at 10. Cutting into the lane. Twisting, churning, nothing there. Back out on top, 5 seconds. 3 seconds. Here's a shot blocked. Patterson thought he could hit it. He threw up a crazy shot that was rejected by Nizer. Here comes BC. So for all intents and purposes, Baker does not get a look at the rim in their first possession of the overtime. Bristol's on top. Right side, Thuston. Remember, Bristol with 4 fouls. We're down to 4 minutes to go. And OT. Left side, Nizer. Steps inside. Finger rolls and scores. Nizer. Scott has the bucket. Nizer, a half a dozen points now. And it's 57-55 Benedictine. The official stopping play for a moment, coming over to the near side and talking to the scores table. I'm not sure exactly what the issue or matter really was right there. But Baker's going to let this thing roll and roll all the way to the forecourt. And again, it'll be picked up over there by Bats. The big man, Green Wings, playing it up topside now. Kicking to the right side to Brooks. 3:45 to go in the OT. Back on the right side, Wiggs. Wiggs goes inside. It's going to be stripped out of his hands by Matt Austin. Wiggs had taken a pass, and as he was twisting and rotating to go up for the layup, Matt Austin just came from the top side near the free throw line. And kind of in front of him just tucked it out of his hands and carried it out of bounds. 9 on the shot clock for Baker. It'll come into the right side. That's going to be Patterson with it again. Bouncing in, comes off on top, Dukes. Patterson, we're going to get nice here. Goes up, puts the shot away. It's no good. Rebound, tipped around. Pulled back down by Wiggs. It's up at 10+1 for Wiggs. Count the bucket. And a foul is going to be on Tyson Caffey. Tyson picking up his third foul of the ball game. And as the game gets tied by Wiggs' bucket, he's got a chance to put Baker in front. 57-57 with 3:23 to go in OT. Wiggs will eye it. He's been good at the free throw line, but can't hit that one. Benedict with a rebound, and we are even at 57. Bristol will walk it up the floor. 3:15 left. Out on top, Thuston. Back over to Matt. Austin hooks it up on top. The kick to Nicer. Starts left, comes back right. Little seesaw dribble. Worked in front of Wiggs. Goes into the lane, falling down. Shot is up, it's no good. Rebound underneath. Saxton, a couple of head fakes later. Goes up, couldn't get it to fall, but he's going to draw the foul, and it'll be Saxton Thuston at the free throw line for BC. It will be the fourth foul of the game for Baker's Braden Wiggs. What if we see Kobe coming into the game anytime soon? He's sitting all the way down at the end of the Baker bench. Houston's first free throw. Now, Saxton hit his first two free throws of the game and has now missed his next two. And here comes Kobe in. And Wiggs will come off. Right side of the lane is going to be Kobe and Bass. On the left side of the lane is going to be Brooks and Patterson. And back at the top of the key is going to be Dukes. For the lead, the free throw. Yes. Thuston hits that shot, and the Ravens go up 58-57. 2:53 to play. And now Baker's going to slow it down. Bass plays a little seesaw with the ball, and they throw it away. Oh, what a save by Patterson. He was incredibly fast. That ball was going to go out of bounds, and he somehow got it. Top side with it is Baker, 7 on the shot clock, 6 into the lane. The shot up and good. Right down the lane by Bats. A big shot. His fifth point of the game and putting Baker in front, 59-58. 2:18 to go. Ravens with the ball down by one. Over the right side. Austin for three. Can he? No. Rebound. Out of bounds. It'll be Raven basketball. This was crazy. Jalen Patterson stood there, watched the ball roll out of bounds. And we talk about it all the time. Gus always says, don't let the official make the call. Grab it up. Well, Jalen Patterson, he just stood there and watched it because he was so confident. But it was very easy to see that it was off a Baker player and out of bounds. The official makes the correct call, and the Ravens are going to have it back in. 20 on the shot clock. Ravens with the basketball, trailing it by one. 2:09 to go in overtime. Ravens bringing it in. Bristol looking, gets it into Matt Austin. Matt comes off on top. Starts left, goes to the baseline. Brings it back to the top, 11 on the shot clock. Matt seesaws, goes in. Kobe kicks the ball. It's going to be not called a kick, and it's going to be taken back by the Wildcat. Matt Austin upset. He thought one of his teammates should have been somewhere that he was not. And now Baker has the ball in a one-point lead with 1:40 to go. Wildcats come up to the top of the key to Bats. Over to the right side. Brooks looking in. They want Kobe. Brooks Back over to the right side. That's going to be Patterson. He'll cut in, skip it over, back out on top. The falling away shot with two is up. It's no good. Rebound. Thuston. Cream is up the court with a minute 15 to go, down by one. Here's Bristol. Top side. 59-58. Baker in front. Ramos go to the right side to Austin. Back out on top. Becca goes to Bristol. He gets fouled on the right side and will come to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Baker, the second foul of the game for Ray Swope. Remember Ray, way back there, he came in, the Washburn Rural grad. And Kobe, who spends a minute and a half of the game, is right back out. They're going to put Wiggs back in with his four fouls. Coach Dooley has much more confidence in Wiggs. A minute three to go. Ravens down one. Bristol up there for the one and one. First shot. Yes. We are tied at 59. One more shot coming up here for Jaden Bristol. He hasn't had a lot of free throw opportunities today. This one, perfect. And we get a timeout. Ravens. Coach Moody taking a break, and so shall we. 63 seconds to go in the OT in Baldwin. What a game. Benedictine 60, Baker 59.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
.103 to play in the overtime here in Baldwin City, Kansas. We're down on the very south edge of Douglas County, just about to Franklin County. Kind of get you the geography here. Actually, if you go just east of here and go to I-35, you're probably, 25 minutes tops from Olathe. A minute three to go in the overtime. Ravens by one for Benedictine. Who do we have coming out here? I've got Nicier Scott, Jaden Bristol, Eric Cruz, Saxton Thuston, and Ahmad Lewis. And here we go. The ball in deep in the backcourt, taken by Bat. And he brings it up the court. Backpedaling, Nicier Scott providing the defense. We're inside a minute. They want to lob it off down, or they want Wiggs. They come up to the top, it's batted away. Saved up topside. Cutting to the right, and we get a whistle, and they're going to call a foul on Ahmad Lewis. So Ahmad picks up the personal foul. That is his first foul of the evening. It comes with 43 seconds left and puts a great shooter at the line, Jalen Patterson. However, Patterson missing two free throws late in regulation. The first one here is up and good. We're tied again now at 60. Baker's going to shake up the lineup a little bit, making basically an offense-defense move, I'm going to guess, maybe, with Buffalo Meat coming into the game and Ray Swope's coming into the game. But the Ravens are going to take Ahmad Lewis out. And again, they're going offense-defense here as well. Second free throw. Good. So Patterson hitting a pair. And Baker's back in front, 61-60. 40 seconds to play. BC, Bristol, into the lane. Feeds across, and it's going to be off the hands of Tyson Cassidy, who is not ready for that pass. And we're going to get Ahmad Lewis back in. Matt Austin, this is the offense-defense switch-out. Lewis comes in for defense. Matt comes in for offense. 32 seconds left, 30 on the shot clock. So Baker wants to run this thing down a little bit. All the players ganged up in the middle. Coach, or the official comes over and asks Coach Moody, please return to the coaching box area. And Baker has it in. Here's Shaman Patterson. Patterson quickly into the forecourt. Ravens trying to double him up. Comes to the right side to bat. And we're going to get a foul called. If you're going to commit a foul, might as well do it right here. The foul is going to be on Nicer. Only his third. And that's going to bring Matt Austin back in as Baker will put Bats at the free throw line. Bats stepping up here. Long, hard look at it. The first of two is no good. One more shot for the Wildcats. Bats here at the free throw line. He is a 52.6% free throw shooter. This is not his long suit, and that one is in, though. So Bats will hit one, and it is a 62-60 game. And the Ravens taking a timeout. Joseph, we're going to do it. Here we go. With 19 seconds left in the game, we're taking a timeout. Benedictine will have the ball in. It's Baker 62, Benedictine 60.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
In the overtime period, Baker has outscored Benedictine 7-5. Of those points, three of them coming at the free throw line. And Baker's missed some opportunities here in the OT. They are 3-5 at the free throw line. Benedictine is 3-4 at the free throw line. The only field goal the Ravens have in the overtime is one bucket by Nicer Scott. You see that so often. Teams score and get up and out of the floor, and suddenly they get into overtime and just quit scoring. Maybe even quit shooting. Here comes Benedictine. 19 seconds to go. Tyson Caffey, Matt Austin, Jaden Bristol, Saxton Thuston, and putting the ball in play is going to be nice here, Scott. Ravens have got to hit a two to tie it. Three to lead. 17 seconds left. 16. Bristol to the right side. Working against Buffalo Meat. 9 seconds to go. Comes out on top to Nicer. Nicer cuts left. Feeds underneath. Saxton in traffic. Turns. Hook shot. No. Rebound on the floor. Baker wins it. Wildcats take a win at home tonight. Final score in overtime. Baker 62. Benedictine 60. And we'll be back to sum it up right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Skyway Vapes, your local stop for all things vaping. Carrying a large selection of e-juice flavors, Skyway Vapes is continually updating their stock. Check out their new line of Gorilla Fruits and Gorilla Custards e-juice and their ever-expanding line of Delta products. Stop by and see them. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in Atchison. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes. In Atchison, with your Bates and Deltas.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Good to have you back with us. This is the Collins Center. Okay, maybe I misspoke a moment ago. Game was over, right? Well, now the officials have come over to the famous video board. They're looking at this thing. They have determined. Now you got to follow me. There is 0.8 seconds to go in the game. That these teams should go to the far end of the floor where Baker will be at the free throw line for two free throws. And so now Coach Moody has angered the crowd by calling a timeout. And now we'll see what's going on. Coming to the line for Baker is going to be Michael Brooks. Not sure what kind of a shot the Ravens could get off in less than a second. Brooks' first free throw is unsuccessful. He kind of falls into the lane and hits the rim, carries away. And now Coach Moody is bringing two guys back to midcourt. And here we go. Second free throw for Brooks. Trying to make it a three-point lead for his team. Misses it on purpose. Rebound BC. The long pass is no good, and that will do it. And again, the final score is Baker 62, Benedictine 60. Let me recap the scoring for you in this one here tonight. First of all, for the Wildcats. It was a pretty nice night for Jalen Patterson. Jalen, who started the game with a warning from the officials for a flop, ultimately ends the game with 26 points. Braden Wiggs had 10, 6 each for Dukes, Buffalo Meat, and Brooks. Jason Bass had, 3 in the game. 2 apiece for Akeen Woods and Ray Swopes. Trent Shear with 1. For Benedictine, it was a double-digit night for 3 Ravens as Jaden Bristol had 14, Saxton Thuston had 13, and Tyson Campy had 10. It was Ahmad Lewis with 9, and right behind him, Nysir Scott with 8. Matt Austin having a tough night tonight with 4 points on 2 of 10 from the floor and 0 for 5 from outside. Jake Thompson had 2 tonight for Benedictine. Ravens were led in rebounding by Saxton with 9 boards, and Jaden Bristol had 3 assists. So, all in all, the Ravens hitting 39% from the floor tonight on 23-59. Baker 22 of 51. Ravens from the outside hitting 18%. 3 of 16 shooting, and Baker 5 of 15. The free throw line, there were lots of free throws tonight. Goodness. Baker 13 of 24. 54%. Benedictine 11 of 19. 57%. Now the coach is going to be particularly happy with any of those numbers in any of those three categories. They're not going to be happy either with turnovers. Baker 17 turnovers to Benedictine's 11. Baker also out-rebounded BC 37-31, including 27 defensive rebounds. Ravens had 23 defensive boards. 4 block shots for the Ravens, and BC with 7 steals. But again, 19 fouls for the Ravens, 15 for Baker. So, 34 fouls in the ballgame here tonight. The Ravens only scoring 11 points off the bench. Only 7 second chance points and 4 on the fast break. We're going to hang around a minute as Coach Moody expressed a sincere interest in wanting to chat post game and certainly wouldn't allow him the opportunity, but by the same token, I know that he's got a conversation to have with his team, and he's got to talk to them and rally them a little bit, and there is no time to just sit around and wallow in this thing. You got to get bounced back, because on Saturday, we'll be with Benedictine up in Des Moines. Ravens at Grandview. So that game will be coming up here before long, and we're going to just take a quick look and see men's sports basketball schedule. Let's see how other games have gone on tonight around the Heart of America Athletic Conference. We'll have to glide down here a page or two, and here we go. Mount Mercy was at home tonight. They knocked off Graceland by a dozen, 76-64. And as with the ladies' game, the Park men's team has also had to forfeit tonight. Grandview winning that one 2-0. So Grandview's going to be coming into those games Saturday off of a long hiatus. I mean, you don't know how it's going to work. Is it good to have an extra day or two off? Is it bad and then not be playing? I don't know. Evangel rolled up some serious points, and they defeated Missouri Valley 108-89. How about this? Up in Dubuque, Clark nearly had the upset of the conference tonight as William Penn wins it 89-88 at Clark. It is Mid-America pulling out an exciting win over Central Methodist 64-61. A lot of close games in this conference. That was a three-pointer, another three-pointer. Culver Stockton over Peru State, 72-69. So there were, four games decided by three or fewer points in the conference over the course of the evening, and pretty exciting stuff. Upcoming Care Radio sports schedule, it's kind of shaking out like this on tomorrow night. Gus and I are going to be with you for Sports Look here on Care Radio with the of course, Brian Hagan and the Care Radio News team, 5 o'clock news, and we'll have Sports Look right after that. So, 5:15, 18:20, something like that, when the news, weather, and sports is done, we'll have a Sports Look for you. Friday night, we have revamped the broadcast schedule just a little bit, and on the schedule now, we will be in Pleasant Ridge, as it'll be ACCHS and the Rams. So we'll have that one Friday night, and then it'll be Benedictine on Saturday afternoon. So we got all that coming up here on Care Radio as well. So looking forward to bringing you those. Saturday, a lot of big games going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Half of them at 2 o'clock and the rest at 4. Culver Stockton is going to be at Evangel. Baker is going to go on the road. They're going to travel up to Oskaloosa. They'll play William Penn Saturday. It is going to be Clark at Missouri Valley. Then late games, Central Methodist goes to Mount Mercy. Peru State is planning, and this certainly is up in the air, planning to host Park. It'll be Graceland at home. They've got Mid-America coming in. And, again, of course, this Raven game, this Benedictine, will be traveling up to Grandview on Saturday afternoon. Ladies game at about 2 o'clock. Guys game is kind of scheduled for about 4 o'clock here. And, again, I'm hanging around here in the College Center because coaches, I think, pretty seriously wanting to talk, and I'm sitting here with good company. A lot of Raven fans and faithful still in the stands, and certainly coaches Moody, Pierre, and his staff, they're having to talk to these guys. They're going to have to get them kind of in a good place and ready and prepared and set to travel up to Des Moines, because you are in the heat of the conference season, and there is no time to, let anything get away here a little bit. And here comes Coach. Here we go. So we'll get a quick chat with him and then let him get everybody off on the road. Oh, by the way, Joseph, I would love to inform our listeners that they've got college hoops here. You can just stand right here or grab that up any way you want to do it, Coach. I think I've got it where you might even hear tonight, if everything works right.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yay! Brian Moody, head coach of the Ravens with us. Coach, that was wild. That was a tremendous game between a couple of teams that were really hungry for one tonight.
Yeah, it was physical. I thought both teams were really hungry. You know, I mean, this is how it is for us against Baker for some reason. You know, I think our personnel is pretty similar, and it ends up being a grind every time you play them. You know, we just, I mean, Tom, this thing came down to pretty much like two stats. You know, I mean, we were 18% from three and 39% from the field overall. That's kind of unlike us. And, you know, when you have a bad shooting night, you hope your defense keeps you in the game, and it did. Kept us in the game, got us to overtime. You know, essentially I just told the guys, I mean, we played probably our poorest, maybe offensive night of the year, hopefully. We don't see a worse one than this. And we're still in the game. You know, it's a one possession game. So I thought that our guys fought, and, you know, it's tough. I'm in there in the huddles and on the sideline telling them not to hang their heads because they're not making shots. But man, it's hard when you go 3 for 16 from three and, you know, from two or 20 of whatever it is, 40 or something, you know, maybe less than that. So, you know, it's a tough shooting night for us.
Coach, there were some really bright spots. I'll tell you what, late in the game, when you were looking to have a little battle back and a little push back, I thought Amon Lewis was spectacular.
Yeah, he played really well. You know, he's been out for a couple games, and he's worked his tail off in the gym. He gets in the gym, gets shots. He's been playing well. We knew we could count on him. And, you know, his first couple of, like, possessions in there, he, like, drove it. And I finally had to tell him, I'm like, shoot it. You've been earning the right to get that look. You spend so much time in the gym. So, you know, yeah, he definitely brought us back, got us fired up, made a couple plays on defense, too. You know, I think part of this outcome, too, is Baker's really physical and just kind of wore us down a little bit. I think those three games last week and, you know, trying to fight through some of this stuff with the guys being out and trying to figure a way to get them back in is just, you know, I could kind of sense it, but, you know, middle of January, coming off three games, like, this was going to be a grinder, you know, and hopefully we can pop back for Saturday.
It was good to see Eric back, and even though, you know, he was a little limited in times, you're trying to get him reincorporated. It's just good to have some of these guys just back.
Agreed. I mean, you know, I you know, we're going to have to figure out our rotation a little bit because, you know, we played pretty good ball without some of these guys, and, you know, and I it's a tough one because you got a lot of good players, and we're going to ask some guys probably to kind of swallow their pride a little bit down the stretch here with 11 games to play because I don't know that it's to our advantage to play 10 or 11 guys, but we're going to try to figure it out. You know, we're tired. Our top guys are tired. I mean, I look at these minutes, and Jaden Bristol played 39, and, you know, Matt Austin played 40, 37 out of Saxton. Those are brutal minutes, so we're going to need to rely on our bench probably Saturday quite a bit.
And, of course, you only have a couple of days. You got to bounce right back. And for Grandview, and I was just kind of talking to myself here on the air a moment ago, they basically get a night off tonight, you know, because they have the 2-0 win. So is it better this time of year to have days off? I mean, I know you like your rest, but at the same time, you get into a rhythm, and it's kind of nice to play. Which do you like?
Well, I mean, I'm the coach. I don't know. I mean, as a player, I think this time of year, practice isn't great. I mean, you know, I mean, you grinding it out on the practice floor can get really old in January and February. So I think that if I was choosing, I think you asked our guys if they could play or practice, they'd play. And so I think I don't know if it's an advantage for us just because we're a little, you know, we're pretty tired right now, but I would rather play, and get out there and have them compete. We can rest these next 2 days. Our guys know what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we might get on the floor and kind of stretch and run around a little bit or something and kind of get ready for Grandview, but, you know, practice right now is kind of especially for guys getting 35 to 40 minutes, I mean, there's more in rest than there is in practice time. And they'll get in the gym and get shots. We'll get them in the gym and get shots, and those will start falling again. But, you know, as far as philosophy and game plan and all that stuff, these guys are so old, they got to figure it out. So, to answer your question, I don't know. I mean, I would imagine Grandview's, they were playing pretty good. They didn't come off playing three games last week, so I wish the worlds were reversed maybe, that we got the night off and they had to play. But, you know, it is what it is. We have to go in battle. You know, I'm going to say it again, like, we felt like we played horrible, and the stats look like we played horrible, and it came down to one possession. You know, I mean, so you're grinding. This team's right there. I'm not worried. You know, I think that as long as they stay together and, you know, find a way to get past tonight and just shake it off, and let's go play on Saturday.
And lastly, Coach, I'm really proud of the team because they battled the first half, never had a lead in the first half, and came back in the second half, and just absolutely were dogged about. We're gonna come back in this thing, and we're not gonna let this thing get away. And I just love the attitude.
Yeah, I mean, they did grind. You know, I thought that Nysir showed a lot of toughness. He's playing with an injury, and then I think he got hurt out there again today. And, you know, we got guys kind of banged up, and I thought that, you know, this is the grind, man. It's the middle of January or almost the middle of January. You'll see it on TV, Tom. You start watching the Division I games of teams that have actually had to play, maybe not COVID sit-outs, but the basketball gets ugly for about the next week to 2 weeks until February, and then all the players start to see the finish line, you know, and all of a sudden they get another little, you know, pick up in their step, and everybody starts getting excited to get to postseason or fight for the postseason. So, you know, I think we got to grind these next couple weeks. Schedule's been tough for us, and four of the last five on the road, and you know, we've battled, and I'm proud of them. So, you know, we're excited to go play again on at Grandview, and then we'll be back home next week.
Coach, appreciate the time. We'll see you in Des Moines Saturday, man.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate you coming down, and we'll see you in Des Moines.
You got it. Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys, and wow, what a hectic night down here tonight. Want to thank you for having joined us on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Opening game, Benedictine ladies coming away with a thrilling win, and here in the nightcap, the BC guys lose a heartbreaker in OT. Sports look tomorrow night, we mentioned ACCHS Pleasant Ridge Friday night, Benedictine Saturday afternoon. Thanks so much for being here. Until we greet you next time, for Joseph, I don't have to even say it. You know, he always does a great job back there, our producer and engineer, Joseph. Thanks so much. From Baldwin City, Kansas, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on CARE Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven Basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.